The Secret Lives of the Amir Sisters by Nadia Hussein with Aisha Malik.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We are very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Fatima. It's going to be fine. I wiped the palms of my hands on my trousers that crinkled from the sweat. Before I realised it, my hand lunged towards my bedside drawer, shuffling around to try and find my stash. How could I have run out? Going downstairs wasn't an option, given that I heard Mum on the phone with Jay. That's the first time he's called in 2 months. Every time after a conversation with him, there's always this odd kind of quiet that's filled with trivial stuff like, "Did you get the toilet paper?" and "Let's rearrange the family album." Mum can never quite look any of us in the eye, while Dad goes into the garden to inspect the flowers. I took a deep breath and went to open the window in my room. Just as I'd predicted, there he was, standing with his hands on his hips, staring at his begonias. I glanced at the next-door neighbours and quickly looked away. Marnie was out, sunbathing, stark naked. My eyes hovered towards her again.